This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:44 Tuesday morning. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I got some sleep last night. Feel great.
Me too.
You did?
I did. My cat is, in a constant battle with the animals that live in my yard besides him. So about 10:30, I hear this, like, yowling outside.
He's having a fight?
Just, you know, him and the raccoons don't get along.
Oh.
Yeah.
It
Whatever.
Is his yard, so he's got to fight for...
But he sits there and he just, you know, he just, it's like, just run away. Just go. What do you have to stand there right outside my door going?
Clearly he's calling for backup from
his
people.
He's not. He's just like being, he's like antagonizing them.
Help me,
yeah,
lady.
Mom.
He's not trying to get in the house.
Let me in.
He won't even come in when you call him. Like, get in here. Get away from the raccoons. They're murderous bastards.
They are awful.
They are awful.
I love all animals, and, you know, never really was a cat guy, I guess because I'm allergic.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, garage cat.
But they are a mystery.
Yeah.
In general,
yeah,
they're moody.
There's no explaining it. They really are.
They're difficult. And
they,
I'm surprised.
They can be very sweet, too.
Sure, sure.
When they want.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm surprised as many
just...
people want them as...
Yeah.
As do.
Well, they think they're going to be easy, you know? Oh, it's a cat. It's easy. You don't have to take it for walks.
Sure.
Kind of independent.
Yeah.
They don't care if you're home or not.
No.
Is my food here? That's all
yeah.
I want.
I just want my food. Mm-hmm. And I would like to sit in your favorite chair and get my hair all over it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Anyway.
Make that available to me.
Right.
By the way, if you have anything nice, I'm going to be sharpening my claws on that.
Yeah.
So just put it out in front.
Yeah. Just put it out where I can get at it.
They are destructive.
Yeah. They really are.
Hey, so listen.
Okay.
Did you read the Da Vinci Code?
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy who wrote that, do you remember when that came out, how it was such blasphemy and churches were having to sort of address it because...
Yes.
Like, you'd even see signs in front of churches breaking the myth of... You know, it created a situation for them where they felt like they had to answer to it. The new Dan Brown book is called Origin.
Yeah.
Have you read it yet?
I have not. What do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty good. It's definitely the best he's written since probably Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. I've liked a few of his books, actually.
This one's pretty good. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Because I don't want to screw up the book for anybody, so I'll be very careful.
Okay.
The question that... The two questions in the book that are trying to be answered, as it's called Origin, mm-hmm. is where do we come from?
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, someone, let's say... who goes to church would say, well, God created us.
Yeah, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Duh.
Right.
And a scientist would say, come on.
Yeah.
It was the Big Bang or the...
Oh, the whole... not just where do we as humans come from, but where does the earth, life on earth, and et cetera. Okay.
We come out of...
Sure.
If it's the Big Bang, if you're science, then we come out of whatever
sure.
was created from that. Right. So... where do we come from and where are we going? And
oh,
the science.
Where are we?
Well,
going?
That's so. If I were to ask you, you know.
Yeah, we're going nowhere. Unless Elon Musk can save us, get us off this planet.
And by nowhere, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is that if we don't get off this planet, I mean, things are finite. Like that you know, at some point, the Earth will end.
So your answer.
To get humans off this planet.
To the question is. Extinct.
That's unless we can get off the planet, then yes.
So that was the interesting thing in the book is that as the person poses these questions, and I have obviously not read the whole thing yet, my answer is that, of course. well, where are we going?
We're not. We're
it
here.
It doesn't matter how long it takes.
Right.
We will go the way of the dinosaur. Just
sure. Whether we just die and the Earth goes on, or
right.
You know, some apocalyptic event like the Earth crashes into the sun. You know, at some point.
So the book. So okay. So I'm reading it, and I'm like, well, this has got to be the answer. And now I'm riveted because I'm dying to find out what possible answer could this scientist have. That's different than...
And what's the answer?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you. You got to read the book.
All right, I'll read it next.
But it was neat because it wasn't... It didn't come to the... I'm not smart enough to have come to a more creative conclusion. Put it that way.
So you like where it's going?
Well, not necessarily. I would like us to pump the brakes on technology and maybe we could, you know, last longer.
Oh.
Create less trash. All of these
yes.
things that none of
consume
us seem to want
right.
to do.
Well, I mean, we do love our iPhones.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, self-driving cars right around the corner.
Oh, did you see that?
I heard it this morning. Do you have a... I'm dying to know what is happening with this.
Well, I'm not going to tell you now, but yes, it's... That is...
I'm going to make you wait for the Marilyn Manson story, too.
Oh, you have one?
I do.
Okay, great.
It's so funny how I totally skew what I pick and what order I put it in to what I think Vinny will enjoy.
Okay. Well, and I appreciate that you keep stories for me, but I think that there's plenty of stories that the average person loves.
Oh,
too.
Sure. I mean, look, you know, I can't. If only I could do a whole
show for
you.
Me,
yeah.
Right.
Think how harmonious everything would be. Be Ooh. Like, oh, are you getting mad? Let me do another story just for you. Well, I'm looking forward to reading that. I am currently reading The Guy Who Wrote The Martian, Andy Weir. Is that his
yeah.
name? I want to say
dude.
He's, yeah, right. like a San Jose guy.
Yeah.
In fact, he was supposed to come on our show, and then all of a sudden there was a movie being made about his book.
Yeah, and then so he didn't want to.
He was like,
talk to
you guys
anybody.
Are small potatoes. So I'm reading his next book, which is set on the moon 100 mm. years from now. It's neat.
All right.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous for the main character. She seems to be in a way over her head, but it's, you know, it has some of the same, like he's really explaining how it's working on the moon. And, you know, he's just great at integrating science and what feels like realistic style technology into these, you know, futuristic scenarios.
I think that.
But no major questions about, like, where are we from and where are we going?
Well, I would say, though, that the science fiction reality element of the book I was just talking to you about is the same problem that most science fiction writers are probably dealing with today, which is technology's moving so GD fast.
It's here already.
How do you A, explain it, and B, get out in front of it with any kind of prediction that right. isn't a no-dur?
Right.
Like, of course that's coming.
Well, it always
we
comes down
that.
To that technology's ruined everything, and now it's post-apocalyptic. Like, that's what sci-fi looks like these days.
Right.
Oh, everything's gone.
It was a lot
Back
easier.
Back to basics.
Well, maybe not easier, because they were working with less obvious conclusions,
right.
but they definitely had more options.
Well, what I love about sci-fi from our early days as humans, me and you, physically children reading sci-fi, is I think it's predictive, as in somebody reads it and goes, oh, I'm going to make that. Like, even when you watch the original Star Trek with the communicators and the flip-out. I mean, we're even past their flip-out communicators. I mean, we haven't been able to be beamed anywhere yet. I'm sure someone's working on that, right?
I'd agree with you, but I also wonder if some of these people aren't sort of well-read and in on obvious...
Things that are coming.
Conclusions
Possibly,
that are coming,
right.
too. Where they're like, all you got to do is read the student newspaper at Harvard. All these kids are talking about the stuff that's coming.
If I was going to write sci-fi, I would be reading that.
Who knows? I don't know. Right. You know, wherever that
study out of wherever.
Right. The smart kids who are all...
Working on the future.
Fingering the future.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
Sure. Fingers on the pulse.
Isn't that what I said?
Uh-huh. Ish.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad I have another book to read. There's nothing worse than getting to an end of a really good book and not having something else to jump right into. I get like super withdrawal.
You get that book hangover.
I do get a book hangover, and sometimes like the next book I read is automatically I like hate it going in. I hate it. I'm halfway through it. I'm like, somebody please give me something else to read. What am I going to do with myself if I don't have something to read? Oh,
as good as TV's gotten too, I can't find myself wanting to really sit down. I will tomorrow night, obviously, for Survivor, but
sure.
There's so few shows that I during prime time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really awake at prime time either. So if I'm going to watch,
what are
that
you
crap,
even recording though at prime time?
Nothing.
Honestly, right?
Well, I don't have to record
Bachelor?
Anything anyway. Yes, we're still watching The Bachelor.
Okay, but how many? Okay, you don't have to record it, but how many prime time shows are you really watching? I'm not watching any.
Not very many.
Survivor and
Big Bang, Amazing Race, Big Brother.
So they're sort of game shows.
Yeah, all these game shows, which I feel like I can kind of watch whenever. They don't get spoiled. But yeah, I mean, I'm watching more stuff on, oh man, did I already mention to you guys this show Dark on Netflix?
I don't remember.
We started that the other night, and that is, almost has a weird Stranger Things vibe, but it's set in Germany, so you have to select English overdubbing, which kind of sucks because it doesn't really match up with what they're saying. But it's either that or read the subtitles, and that's no fun. But
it's all right. The old Kung Fu movies were like that.
Yeah. You get used to it pretty fast, but it's really I think there's a time travel element in it. These kids are disappearing. Something happened 33 years ago, and now it's happening again in the same town, and there's this super creepy cave. I don't want to say too much about it, but we're only two episodes in.
Sounds like it.
It has elements of that. It's a group of kids that are kind of dealing. They're older. They're teenagers and and not like freshmen in high school, more like seniors. But it's pretty good. There's a lot of... So, to answer your original question, no, I'm not really watching any primetime network TV.
You just nailed my point.
Right.
And like
I'll look for something on Netflix.
I got on the treadmill yesterday for the first time because I've been busy while I traveled and whatever. Mm. And I went, oh, I forgot I'm watching Ozark.
Oh.
I still haven't even finished that dang
thing.
So
you watch a show while you're on there? That's a great idea.
Well, I mean, running's boring to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Put yourself on a treadmill and it's right. Just like...
Actually, that's why I like the Bay Club treadmills because
they have shows.
Everyone has TV on right. Every stationary bike, every...
Elliptical.
Yeah, has TV.
Yeah, that's what we need. Just plug in. And there was an early episode of Black Mirror, which is that sort of new Twilight Zone. It's kind of technology, yeah. Sci-fi based. It was in the first season. It's called 15 Million Credits. And the kid who is the star of Get Out, I want to say, is the star of it.
This is the peddling the cycles?
The peddling the cycles. So that's how they make energy for this city, is everybody has to do their time on this bike. And they're kind of immersed in this world where they're, you know, they're constantly being fed stuff from this TV. It's like a constant feed. And they even have to pay money to turn it off in their own apartment. Conceptually, it's such a great, crazy Twilight Zone-y.
You
Black
bring
Mirror.
Up that show. You know what's interesting about that? I was reading, I don't know if you like the band Muse.
Yeah.
That guy wrote his whole new album about Black Mirror.
Oh, my God. Really?
He goes, like, I'm reading the interview, and it says something like, I saw the first season, which was like only three episodes long. Apparently,
yeah, it was
years ago.
It was the prime minister who has to decide if he's going
right.
to bang the pig to save the princess.
I would save you, by the way.
Thank
and you, Yuzi.
And then there's 15
Thank
million
you,
credits.
And you, Hooven,
you as
by
well.
The way.
I don't think I could do it, you guys.
You could.
I really like you,
you
but
should.
I'm not going to bang a
Close
pig.
Close your eyes.
Yeah. Come
really?
On, man.
Really?
Yeah.
But to have, because it wasn't just go in this room and privately bang this pig. It was.
Everybody's watching.
Everyone on Earth is watching
they're
this
think
happen
what a
on
hero.
YouTube.
Yeah.
No,
I am.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Can you, couple of questions. Can you wear a condom?
That's your question?
That's one of them. Yeah, it's one of the questions.
Did he get to wear a condom in it? I don't remember if that was even
a
question.
Well, I think you want the most feeling possible to actually get to the end, don't you?
No,
I
don't know, you absolutely.
I really don't know.
Are you crazy?
Well, I'm not sure.
She going in bareback?
Well, I hate that we talk about this show. I hate this. The idea of this is such a turnoff. And the other thing do you have to be buck naked or can you,
he had
you be dressed?
I think he had to be fully naked.
Put on a cool outfit.
I don't think I can actually function in that capacity with socks and shoes on.
Oh, you have to be totally naked.
I really do feel like
I need to be free.
I want to be into it, man.
Gotta be free.
Well, not with a pig. No, I think you can restrict yourself a little bit.
You just slap that pig on the ass?
Well, apparently he does, yes.
That is true. You're right. I mean, I am with a pig in this fictional telling of... Right. Anyway, back to the story, which is, so he watched a couple years passed, and he sat down to watch all of these new episodes, and it inspired his whole new album.
Oh.
So whatever that ends up being...
Oh, so we haven't heard this yet.
I think it's coming out.
I see.
I think that's neat.
Sure. I mean, wherever you draw your inspiration from, right? I'll be interested. I liked those shows.
Yeah.
Or some of them. Some of them I just hated.
Well, you have to figure the easy thing is to be all, but it can't be so blatant that you're all, there's episode four.
That was an excellent descriptive song.
And then episode five. It can't be that. So
it can't be. I agree.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's that whole show. It's just like disturbing outcomes of technology that we're headed toward. Here's the future in a terrible, terrible show.
Back to that book. Read Origin.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm glad that I have a book to go to next. I was actually thinking about rereading the Da Vinci Code. People give the Da Vinci Code a lot of crap.
Why?
They just think
it's... No, they don't. It was one of the biggest books of all time.
It was, but so all these literary elitists think it's Drek. And
Stephen King catches crap, too, but he's written some of the greatest books.
I know.
They're so fun.
So great.
You know, okay, so all the... Look, if you've read literature, half the time you're all... What?
I know. You read that stuff and you're like, okay, so I'm supposed to infer all this stuff. How about you just tell me because I'm reading this?
And you have to sit. And look, I actually agree. I took classes in college, and if you read literature and sit down with a group and talk about it, you do find yourself feeling like it was pretty fun. And,
right.
Oh, that's what that meant? I didn't see that at all. But okay, that now some stuff makes sense. But if you're just reading for pleasure by yourself...
Yeah, let's pull out some Dan Brown.
Tell me what's up.
Yeah, you tell me. I'll create the pictures in my head, and you tell me the story.
You know what the problem with the literature classes is?
What is it?
Whenever you disagree with the teacher has a conniption. And you're like, this is ridiculous. Like, you can't have your own... If you're the student in that class, the teacher is right and you're wrong. I've taken so many, poetry literature
classes.
You've
gotten a lot of fights with teachers,
oh, yeah,
would you say?
Absolutely. Yes. My whole life.
I can picture that. You like to. You're a person who stands up for themselves.
Well, I just some of the things they say, and I'm like, oh my god.
Oh, these ridiculous. Freaking teachers, human, huh?
Yeah,
it's the doobie weed, dude.
Didn't you get in a fight with your opera teacher too?
Yeah, I hate saying the story, but
this is
you
where you
fought with. Did you physically fight?
No, I got into a huge. Well, okay.
What was their
beef?
What were they saying?
When you're a music major and you have an instrument and the voice counts as an instrument, you don't have a written final. You do a thing called a jury, and you perform in front of a panel of teachers.
You learn a piece and then you have to perform it.
And I went to the illustrious Cal State Hayward. I think they changed
ding,
the
ding.
Name.
Shame.
Thank you.
Cal
so
State
much.
East Bay, I believe.
I guess bad choice by the name change, by the way. Anyway, so I sang in front of six teachers. I was the lead guy in all of the performances they had back in the day, 1998, long time
ago. So you were
ago.
Killing it there.
I was. And I had an off day. It was an off performance, but these guys knew how I could sing. Four teachers voted me down.
Why were you off? Did you have a late night?
What was the problem?
Well, I drank too much milk that morning. I mean, it could be anything. It's your voice. any sure, little thing could, a, like, there a... could be extra pollen in the air. Who knows?
You couldn't reschedule? Honestly, I'm asking if you
Said... No, no. That was your day, and that was your time, and you had to do your... And
did so, you in the middle of the song like Carl Lewis go, I'm going to make up for it here?
No, no. I mean, I was, listen, at the very at the very worst, I was a C-plus that day. I wasn't an A-plus. And anyway, four teachers voted me down.
And then failed you.
Failed me, and two teachers said I passed. And then they said, you have to redo your entire junior year. Oh. And I went up to the main guy and I go, this is BS. You know how I sing. This is ridiculous. I'm not redoing my junior year. And he goes, well, you should really, you know, you should have done a better job. And I said, I did the best I could today. I could redo it tomorrow. I could kill it tomorrow. He's like, no, this is your one chance. You're going to have to redo. And I go, if you remake me do my junior year, I'm going to quit your program. You're going to have no male leads for any of your performances.
Whoa.
And he said, you're not going to quit. And I said, I quit. And he goes, oh, well, let's talk about this. I go, okay, yeah, let's talk about it. But he had already dug his heels in the sand and wasn't going to budge, and I wasn't going to budge.
And they were stuck with no male lead.
And then I changed my major.
Wow.
And that's me at 19, everybody.
And yep. The Rockets! Red Wave!
How'd you get that audio on me?
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now.
I'll make up for it now.
Yeah. Does he? He doesn't.
He doesn't.
No. Carl Lewis.
Wow, Hooman. Look at you changing the course of your life over an argument with that dude.
Yeah.
Dude, he abused his power, that man. You know, he could have been cool. He could have played ball, but he didn't want to play ball. He just wanted me to suffer another year there. And
he needed you there for
He needed me there. That's the thing. That's exactly it. He didn't have any other dude singing. Ugh.
No wonder you got the lead in all the plays.
Bastard. Right.
Hey, do you think he's still there? Say hi to him. What's his name?
His first name was Tom. His last name started with an A. I can't remember. I want to say Acorn or something, but I can't remember the guy's
Tom
name.
Tom Acorn?
But no, I mean, this is 20 years ago. More than that, even. Mm. Anyway, I got my... You were allowed to invent your own major back then, so I invented the major of music and computers.
Oh, that's interesting. What I got
like the original EDM guy.
Right? Remember MIDI? M-I-D-I?
Yeah. Sure, that's still fully a thing.
Oh, is it? All right.
Yep. Did you invent that?
No, but that's that was kind of what I was focused on.
All right, 605. KLLC, KLLC, HD, 1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Let's do the word.
It's time to win $1,000 cash.
Yeah.
This hour's code word in the 12K a day national contest is...
Auto. A-U-T-O. Auto. Text the word auto to 72881 by the end of this hour for a chance to win $1,000. That number again is 72881. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. I guess we don't find out until... We used to find out right away.
We'll find out in a month, everybody, if you've won.
No, but there's... Go to RadioWilds.com because they're going to post up winners. Is that correct? Like, we're going to get the winners daily?
It's a surprise.
We were told that they wait 24 hours before we find out if we got a winner.
You'll find out sooner than that, but we won't. So it's...
I don't get it.
Crazy. Yeah, we used to find out. We'd find out an hour later if we had a winner or not.
Is this like some legality that we...
No, they're working out the kinks.
No.
Yeah. They're just running things a little different. I mean, Entercom is throwing in $2,000 more per day.
No, I'm down for the contest, and we don't necessarily... It's probably not good for us to know because we're such braggers.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. I like bragging that we have the most winners. We've had the most winners in this contest. National contest.
See? We're doing it now.
We have had the most winners. But I guess we won't know until later.
We may be the reason because we're such bitches about it. They're probably like, don't tell them.
I don't want winners.
Makes all the other radio stations feel bad. Anyway, auto is this hour's code word.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.